It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, Lisa was in the studio last week and I wasn't here.
So when you go to Las Vegas, we bring Lisa back in and we bring in members of the state legislation or people that work for state government.
So. Yeah. I know, it was a great show.
Yeah.
So if you have not tuned
please go on vacation.
Please.
Again,
oh my gosh, that's so wrong. Even though it was a fabulous vacation. Yeah. It was fabulous.
I'm less jealous because it was in the 80s and the 90s here. 80s.
Like I know. It was 90s. And it was 110, 15, 18.
I almost
in
feel
Vegas.
Worse for you.
I know. It was hot.
That is
it was
crazy.
Very hot, but it was beautiful. So celebrated my dad's 80th birthday, had a great time.
Aww.
Back in the studio now. And ready. I hit the ground running. I was still going though. Every day I had a call with a client. So, which I have to tell you, when are poolside talking to clients.
Okay, now I hate you again.
I know. I was like, this is so relaxing. I forgot what it's like to decompress and be like, yes, I can still complete a transaction. And then came back though, and the next day I was out doing a showing. So. It was hit the ground running. Even my client went, you're a little bit tired. And I went, I'm a little bit jet lagged. It was a long flight home. But
was it? So last time I was there when it was like 100, 115 degrees, and we flew out of Vegas to the Grand Canyon in like a smaller plane,
yeah,
10-seater-ish. It was crazy turbulent. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was the same. They said because of the heat, it would be crazy turbulent, which I cannot stand. So always in and always out, I feel like I'm going through a hurricane.
And for my brother and I, you know, maybe we had a couple cocktails the night before. So, yeah, turbulence was kind of...
Yeah, it's rough. But.
So we did have Attorney General Treg Taylor on the show last week. So please go check out in the archives. Declaner just put that up. And so they're great information on what's going on with the potential gas line. We did hit on the spur line coming to Fairbanks at $100 million potential project. We could have gas by 2028.
Yeah.
Real good show. You need to listen to it. So please go back in the archives. And for that matter, all of our archives, you know, they're all educational. They're all about educating the community. So please feel free to go check those out.
Yeah. And if ever you have something you want us to cover, please just message us, text us, Facebook us, get online and let us know if there's a topic that you want us to research.
Right.
We are always open to suggestions or covering things.
I think next week we have short-term rentals coming on.
Great.
So 907 vacation rentals. And then the week after that, I was going to reach back out. After the show, we went to Seekins' house for the Interior Women's, it's not luncheon, but the salad soiree, I think is what it's called. But I ran to Cheryl Markwood, and she's chair of the Real Estate Commission, and she listens to the show.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it'd be nice to have her on. So Cheryl, if you're listening, I'm getting a hold of you. I'd just be fun because our CEO just did he does a really good podcast. It won Inman Awards, blah, blah, blah. But they had a regulator from Kansas on there. He's an investigator. And then a commissioner from, I think he does Texas, Louisiana, and, you know, the big parts of Arello, I won't say the party, but the group that gets together with the Real Estate Commission,
yeah,
and they have a convention, and they were all just there, I think, last month, and it was real good. And be good to get her perspective, what she learned from there, and just what she is seeing coming down the pipe, or what she sees at the Alaska Real Estate Commission level. So I think we'll try to have her on. So Cheryl, if you're listening, expect a phone call. Are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah,
can we do that real quick?
Yes, let's do that.
We haven't nerded out, done any stats for a while, so
okay.
I thought we would look at our year-over-year stats. So how did May of this year compare to May of last year? So we'll look at how many sold. Has it going up or down? Is the sales price going up or down? Quantity, what's listed out there? And so we're going to break it down residential, land, commercial, which isn't as accurate, but and then multifamily. So hold on here.
Let's
and then
do it.
Just remember, when we listen to these stats, everything is like, you know, it's broken down. You need to really look at it by your area, by your price range.
Right.
But in generality, here's the number. So we are down 5% in total amount of sales this year versus last year. Not a huge deal, in my opinion. We're up 7% in average sales price from 306 to 326. And we're down 5% in listings. And as we've said on the show, the number of listings being down seems to always correlate to the number of sales being down. So 5% down sales, 5% down listings. So for me, not a shocker. Nothing crazy. Sales prices went up. Just keep that in mind. Land sales down 19% year over year for the month of May. Average sales prices up 6% from 60,000 to 64,000 and down 7% in inventory. Looking at, I'm sorry, my headphones really are horrible right now, so I don't know if you can hear me well, but I'm going to turn it up so at least my right ear I can hear. Commercial stuff, sales down 24%. Again, commercial sales on MLS is not what I would judge everything by, but I'll let you know what our MLS is staying. Down 7% in sales, average sales price from 702 to 651, and then down 9% in inventory. Multifamily, this one should be more accurate. The number of sales is up 16%. Average sales price, so that's huge. So number of sales up 16%, big number. Average sales price up 28% from 474 to 608. And up the number of listings 19%. So there's that correlation between number of listings.
Yeah.
We've seen a huge increase in multifamily. I was doing a market analysis this last week, and since February, multifamily has taken off, skyrocketed. And so I was a little tricky pricing this triplex I got coming up. It'll be interesting to, we're going above and beyond what my recommendation, what my science says, but if the I'm not afraid to do it just because the market's been that hot for multiplexes. So we shall see.
Yeah. I think definitely people are considering a variety of different things. I think I've had a couple clients actually sell their house, move into a duplex or a triplex to downsize so that they can then eventually really upsize. So their plan is to do that for a couple years and make money off that. And more clients that are looking for the triplex, looking for living in one unit and making money off the other two units.
Man, that's such a great idea. I've told you guys about my stories of friends and family doing that, and it's, for me, a great idea.
So today we're going to talk about how to clean when your home is for sale. And I think that...
Wait, you're supposed to clean when your house is for sale?
Yes. I think that this is really important because I think that... You can take everything out. I mean, I think staging will always win. I think if you can have a beautifully staged home, I just think that those houses traditionally tend to go on the market and get off the market very quickly.
Science is there.
Yes.
They sell faster for a moment. And just real quick to butt in on what Jamie's saying, I was letting her know I took a 30-minute Zoom on AI and social, and there was a really good online staging. It's been around forever, but this one was really good, and it showed a area where, you know, a lot of sellers in their 50s to 70s right now, and that dining room was, you know, had a lot of coilies and coily feels and just really dated feel to it, and they did a virtual staging of it because a lot of your buyers right now are in that 30 to 40 year range, and really modernize it and made people be able to see what it could look like if you got their stuff out and put their own stuff in. And it was really, really, so I'm all about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think when it comes down to it, it's kind of like going into a store. You know, a store can show you the model of clothing and how to wear those clothes and put an outfit together. It's the same when you look at a staged house. I think sometimes we see a room and we think, I don't know what I would use this room for. And you can see it, you know, it's staged as an office or it's staged even as a kid's room. And you're just like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. There is a house, I think it's on Edby right now. And I particularly don't like light floors. It is so stunning the way everything in this house is staged and set up. Whoever, I don't even know who the realtor is. I should have looked this up, but it is so beautiful. And everything in it is like white and light and pristine. And I will be
honest. Especially in the summertime.
I don't know.
Well, I expect in the wintertime.
Right. I thought in my head, I couldn't have dogs in this house. But it's so beautiful and so refreshing that I thought every showing is probably just stunning because, you know, when you think about walking through a house, you're like, it's so clean and it's so beautiful. And I would love to live here because that's really what we want is this dream of perfection and just this fresh, clean feeling. I mean, no one wants to walk through a dirty house and think, oh my gosh, I have to clean this. And then especially when you think I have to move and I have to do all these things and then where are you going to put your stuff? You're going to put it on top of a dirty floor, a dirty carpet, a dirty whatever. So that's really why we want to talk today about having a clean house. I mean, even if you're going to have that house clean, like our house was pretty clean when we moved into it. I still had the carpets cleaned because I have dogs, and I thought I want to really make sure there's no smells in there that would attract our dogs to do anything of, you know, behavior that I didn't want. And I really wanted to make sure. I did not know if the carpets had been shampooed or cleaned, and we did not rip the carpets out yet, so we still have carpeting. But it's just something to think about. So clean windows make a huge difference. So really think about that. That's something that we can easily miss is the screens in the windows. It's really going to let light in. It's going to let people see a view if you have a spectacular view. It's going to let... it's just one thing for each room that you want people to look out the windows. You want people to open the blinds. They're going to do all those things. So when you're showing a house or when we're in your house, we're looking out windows. You never know how much the view, how important that can be to people. So you need to think about that your blinds are going to be opened. The windows are going to be opened. I try to tell my clients when we're selling houses, people are going to look in everything. And they have the right to look in everything because they're buying all the things in that house. They're not going through your clothes. They're not going through your underwear drawer, but they might open a cabinet if it's a built-in because they want to know how that built-in is going to work, or they want to know how the cabinets are, you know, are the cabinets soft close?
Yeah. So, or we look under the sink to see if it's all rotted away and crap underneath there, or if it's, you know, a beautiful thing. And you should always have, when you're listing your house, for those that most amount of money and the least amount of time is important to them, presenting your house in the best light. It doesn't matter what market, buyer's market, seller's market, balance market. If you're worried about most amount of money, least amount of time, then you should worry about what Jamie's saying.
Right. So think about both sides, though. A lot of times we do one side of the window. We do the inside because that's the easiest side to get to, and then we don't clean the outsides of the windows.
How do you do the outside? Ladder?
Yes. So outside, ladder, cleaning. The best part is, honestly, when you think about cleaning your gutters or you're doing the stuff that you're doing, that's when you're going to hit it all. So try to do as much as you can. How to avoid streaks. There's tons of different YouTube videos. You and I both love YouTube. So get on YouTube, look at how to clean it with newspaper or vinegar. But try to do the best that you can. To be honest, I would wait till you're pretty close to showings just so that if it rains or things are going to streak or it's going to get dirty. But I love to do our windows when we do our gutters.
And real quick, if you don't have the time for it, I just saw something came through Facebook news. People do everything, but when I noticed one of the things that they did was power wash your house.
Yes.
And it can't hurt to power wash your house, and then you have these guys or you guys go behind them and then do the outside of your windows after it's power washed. So.
Right. Anyway. But especially, I mean, if you have any kind of a view, but I think windows are just too important.
Totally.
Because people here, we're looking for daylight and sunlight. Yep. So that is a big thing, especially when we're in the basements. People are looking to see if there's going to be a daylight basement, if they're going to get any light in. I can't tell you how many people tell me, I got to have some type of sunlight. You know, I want a house that's facing this way on a wherever so
Florida?
That I'm getting, I know, so I'm getting some kind of sunlight and I'm like, I get it. So it is something I would say almost 9 times out of 10 that we look at in a house is that we're opening the windows and we're looking at the windows.
So we want your house to shine literally and figuratively.
Yes. And the next is the fridge. I can't tell you how many times I've opened up a fridge and the smell that comes out of a fridge, something has died in there. You have not cleaned your fridge. Something has pooled in there. The smell, and I will tell you that when the smell comes out, the smell settles in the house. So
true.
That is something that we really want you to make sure that you clean
it
your
makes
drip
one
trays.
Of the most important parts of your house, the kitchen. Kind of ruined for that showing when you open the fridge and it's just nasty.
Yes. And I think some people think, oh, it's going to get cleaned. It's going to get cleaned. But it's already set with the buyer. The buyer is already like, oh, my gosh, the smell of this. I'm going to have to clean this. I'm going to hire somebody to clean this. It already puts a bad note. So it's just something to think about. Again, if you don't want to do it, you can hire somebody to come in. You can have cleaners that do I've had cleaners that do, you know, I've hired them just to do a kitchen before. So if you don't want to hire them to do the whole house or you're like, oh my gosh, I can't afford that, they can do different parts. So you can have them clean appliances. You can have them do just the kitchen if that's something that's, you know, maybe not your forte or you're just like, I don't know what to do. But again, I always go to YouTube if we all have different stovetops. So how to clean different things, how to scrub inside with baking soda or charcoal or different cleaning chemicals to make sure those things are clean. But really, if you can smell something, they can smell something.
Truth.
Yeah. Think outside the house. Think about the entryway, your curb appeal. We really want to make sure that you wipe down your rugs outside. There's nothing like having debris or things that when you're coming in, boots outside, things you're going to trip over, toys. We've talked about kids' toys. So think about, you know, water pressure or using a pressurized hose to spray things down, making sure things are lined up and that just when you're walking in that everything looks as neat and tidy as it possibly can. Even if you have a lot of kids or you have dogs, we have put our dog toys. Our dogs love to take
all
the
toys.
Can we ship?
Can the people listening, can they just ship their children to your house?
Yes, I will take them.
It'd be like a child farm for lack of creepy reasons.
Okay. But I can't save plants, but I could run a child farm.
Yeah. They'll all be dead.
Yes. So just think.
Sorry.
Oh, they won't. I can save a child. So think about just getting some cheap containers. You can put toys in them. Corralled things can also look really good. It doesn't need to, don't need to spend a lot of money, but just tidying up things. I've even put kids' boots. We have a lot of things. Sometimes you end up with a lot of winter boots or summer boots or spring boots or whatever. So I've put things in containers just to corral things. Start getting stains out of things if you can. Just sometimes it's just thinking about what our first impression is going to be when we're walking into that house. So we have a whole nother show on your first like entryway impression, your decks, your porches. So please check that out. I don't want to go into that as doing a show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how clean your home should be for the sale of your house. But just thinking about that first impression, for smells, for how things look. If you have a big driveway oil stain, put things on it to just kind of soak that up, or, you know, in the garage or that kind of stuff. You just want to think about you're driving up, what is the first impression of the house going to be? So, again, we're going to take a quick break, but when you come back and join us, I know, think about how clean your house should be for the home sale. It's money well spent if you can't do it yourself to just look at a company to do that for you.
For sure, though. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
So we are back. We're talking about cleaning your house for when you set it up for sale. It's super important. Of course, staging is great, but having a super clean house always makes the showing go great. It just gives a really nice feel to when somebody thinks about purchasing the house. So we talked a little bit about thinking outside the house. The bathroom is also really important, or bathrooms if you have multiple bathrooms. So from starting from the walls, that's sometimes missed, that people don't wash their walls. So the walls can be really dirty.
I can't wait till we sell our house. We're going to have to Murphy's oil, soap, and 1,000 people to scrub our walls down.
Yes.
They're not, I just know that, you know, since we rebuilt the house from the fire, it's still a decade or more, and it's just stuff builds up. So
yes. So the just thinking about the walls, the floors, really getting down on the floors, the grout, you know, really making sure that you're looking at just every part of the bathroom. And like I say, I think that, again, I'm going to give a shout out to cleaners, because I had my girlfriend come in. She worked for a professional cleaning company to show me some things on cleaning, because there's just some really cool things that they have, that they have a lot of cool tips and tricks that I think sometimes we just don't know, even when we YouTube things. And so she showed me some ways to really clean my tub. And I think the hard part is that we all have different materials in our bathrooms and, you know, in our kitchens and that kind of stuff. So it's like one product works really, really well, but then it doesn't work as well somewhere else. And so, you know, I picked up some stuff when I used to work at the university, because we used to clean the college residence halls as a treat to our janitorial staff.
How often?
At the very end of the year, I would make the residence hall staff and myself and our professional staff, we would clean some of the bathrooms. We would clean some of the residence halls and our main areas for our janitorial staff. So it was kind of a...
That's a total treat.
For our janitorial staff, as well as just to help them, because the residence halls were so big and our timeline was so short.
But, I mean, college kids are just so neat and tidy.
It was barely any work impeccable. For us at all. It was disgusting. but it really taught us humility. It taught us some things that we needed to figure out how to do. It was really great because we worked as a team. There was over 60 of us. So it really, like, there were things that the, you know, the resident assistants would pick up and be like, oh my gosh, we need this. And they taught us how to use pumice stones in the toilet to get some of the hard water lines off. And so it was cool, just because there were things that the RAs picked up that I was like, okay. And they, you know, we invested in really good vacuums, but it also was just a really nice treat for the janitors that, you know, we also hosted a lunch for them and did some things just to give back to the community.
You were talking about, so going back to bathrooms.
Yeah.
I didn't know, because I was about to do this on our own, you can take the plastic shower curtains and throw them in the wash with like detergent or detergent vinegar, and it comes clean. I was about to throw ours away and order
a new one
on Amazon. Yep.
So we used to do that as well.
No kidding.
Now some are just beyond.
Yeah.
Like, so after
take them outside
college,
and shoot them.
In a college residence hall, I think we did that one year where their RAs were like, we can wash these. And I saw what they look like. And I said, we could burn those.
Yes.
After
a seance.
After they've been used all semester by 1,000 kids, there's just no life left.
Yeah, we'll bring them priest in.
Yes. So, there's a lot of things that can be salvaged or reused and recycled. I think that there's better material. I think that's why I love Amazon so much, as I try to read a lot of reviews of like, this can be reused, or this is a really great washable. Like, I have a girlfriend of mine that, you know how they started talking about the ruggables? So those are the washable rugs that you can use. They sell them now at Costco. So I think they're called...
For bath rugs?
Yes, I think they're
called... They weren't washable before?
They're not just bath rugs, though. They go everywhere in the house. So they make bigger ones. They make ones for the living room.
And what are they called again?
I think they're called ruggables. I'll look them up again. But
you
they're
keep talking.
Very,
I'll look up.
Okay, they're very thin rugs. You can wash them. And the biggest thing and the biggest sell for them was for kids and pets. So that if they got stains or if they got things on them, you could put them in your washer and dryer.
Oh, that's from Costco.
You could clean them. Well, my girlfriend got them because she has a cat, and she washed them, and she said they're just really never 100% the same how they lay down flat. after they've been washed.
The ruggables or?
The ruggables. And so I was like, well, that's great to know. Because again, when you have a laminate or a hardwood floor and you have those, you know, you have a really nice flat rug and then all of a sudden you wash it and it doesn't lay down.
Oh, I know,
it
yeah.
will drive you bonkers yeah. to have
like,
it.
Have your dog lay at it for like 3 hours
yes.
or
and then
put some books on it.
Yeah,
or
stick up somewhere or whatever. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I didn't get those rugs. You know, I'm just glad I didn't invest in those rugs. Like we invested in a really, really expensive rug from, I think, Lowe's. I think they had one that my husband really, really liked. And I think it was the last one they had and it was hanging and it was a display one and they offered him a deal. And he texted me a picture and I said, this looks great for what we needed it. Cause really we just needed a rug that our dog could walk on cause he's terrified of laminate floors. So it's just something to think about. I love to read the reviews cause again, you never know what the product is. So I think to get back to our topic, targeting the bathrooms, that's going to be really important.
Okay, so
okay, we're going to go back to ruggables.
So sorry, I'm obsessed with ruggables now.
No,
so,
go ahead.
Ruggables first burst onto the scene more than a decade ago with the promise of kid and pet friendly rugs you could throw in your washing machine. Does that sound right?
Yeah. So I mean, they have great reviews. I just don't know. Again, like I said, my girlfriend tried one. She said she washed it. It just never laid the same way. So I'm not. Are they different at Costco? Are they different? I don't know.
Yeah,
so if anybody can let us know, that would be great. If anybody else has used them.
Perfect.
We'd like to know. So I am going to say, though, let's go to the bathrooms. That's a huge one because people get so this is funny. I can't tell you how many of my clients have looked in the toilets, looked for hard water stains, and are trying to determine what that's going to be like for them, for showers, for water testing, for things that they think about when we're buying a house. So it's just something to think about when you are getting your house cleaned. Do you have hard water? Should you have a water softener? How the bathroom is going to be cleaned? Those kinds of things.
The answer to all those are yes.
Yes.
Yes, you have hard water. Yes, you should have softener. Yes, you should have a good filtration system.
Yep.
Yes, none of your toilets or showers, basins, or bathtubs should ever have rust in them.
Right.
And we've had Articom Living In, I think twice. It's been a while, but we've had them in. And again, I always walk away that no property in, well, probably Alaska, but I'm speaking for the interior, should have iron in it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just.
Right.
Some are going to be more expensive than others, but you can be iron free. It is a thing.
Yeah,
and most people I just think choose not to do it. That do have problems with iron that let it go into their toilets and their sinks and their bathtubs and their showers.
Right, and I think a couple tips that I would ever give on that is I always ask people when we're on the buying side to give us any tips and tricks of things that they've used to keep their house clean. If they have a great product that they've used. It's something that I tell buyers we need to look at investing to get this fixed or, you know, that we can take care of. But in the meantime, I think it's great if there's a product that people are using. I love to know what those things are, or if they want to leave them behind, that's also great. But I think having those things cleaned, because again, it is a huge red flag if we're on the selling side, if you just leave those big rust stains in the toilets or you're not cleaning them up. And so to me, of course, disclose, what are we doing or what's happening? But I think cleaning, because it can just be such a red flag before you can explain what's really going on with the house, because it looks dirty to people.
Right.
And so the bathroom just really needs to be a clean area because it can just be such a turnoff for people to walk in there.
And overall, a dirty house can lead a buyer to question what else do they neglect?
Yes. 100%. And that's something that I hear all the time, like when we're going through what else might be broken. They don't want to touch things as easily. They don't want to look in things as easily. So I feel like I'm the one that's opening things. I almost feel like sometimes I'm the one on the tour more than they are. And I already feel like I've lost their, you know, excitement and enthusiasm because the pictures looked really great. And then we're in the property and it just feels dirty to them. So I just know that when a house is clean, even if it's older, doesn't matter. I've found so many people in a clean, older house that they're just like, this is so vintage. I can do so much with this. They're not even taken aback by how many repairs or, you know, things they need to do to the house because it feels so clean and, restored, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So make your bed. That's another thing that, you know, it's, I think it can just set people off. It just feels, it feels sloppy. And again, it just feels, it feels dirty, even though it's not dirty. It just, and it's very distracting to people.
It would be nice if, if we, and it's not easy, but if you keep your house in the same shape it was when we sent the photographer out to take the pictures.
Yes.
Especially with kids, I know, but we'll bus them over to Jamie's house. But if you can keep your house as close as you could from when we took those pictures, and that includes, and that made me, that's what made me think of it, Jamie, was the beds, and you want to make sure your bed is made up for showing. So absolutely.
Yes. And I think I would really stress, especially if you have kids, just running through really quick and doing their beds as well. And I know that's really hard. And that's why I talk about corral containers. You know, just even having a corral container in their bedroom so that they can put their toys in there as well. That can be really, really fast. And the last thing I'll mention before we head out of here today is wash the walls, all the walls in the house. Get dust stains off, grease, smoke, kitchen. Think about if you smoke in the house at all, just try to get the smell out. Even if you need a fresh coat of paint, that can be a huge deterrent. Yeah,
concrobium can work, but it might need primer and paint.
Yep. So just think about, look at your walls, look at your doors. There are things that really grab onto stains, and it's just something that once people see it, it's like they cannot unsee it.
Jamie, we got to go. If people are listening and they are wanting to list their house and then ship their kids to your house, how do they get hold of you?
Oh, my God. Just bring me your children. But no plants, please. 907-378-2400 or stop by Next Home Arctic Sun and see us. And if you want to be on our show, we'd love to host you if you are somebody that has a service that we can offer.
Come on down. Well, you guys enjoy your Saturday. And stay tuned for Behind the Mission and the United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.